Understanding power requires more than headlines. I'm Peter Hamby, host of The Powers That Be, a podcast from PUC examining politics, economics, and media to provide context, analysis, and clarity without sensationalism. We ask how power operates, who benefits, and what's at stake. If you want to move beyond breaking news to deeper understanding, join us on The Powers That Be. New episodes every weekday. Follow The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
The Dawn Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Free Odyssey app.
New Jersey's gubernatorial primaries. This is one of the few races for governor in the nation, but probably the most watched, very important, and shaping up as the Courier Post, you know, is reporting this, shaping up in favor of the front runners and that undecided voter bloc, much smaller than it was even a month ago. So Congresswoman Mikey Sherrill, Democrat of New Jersey, had a voter preference advantage that's being reported more than twice that of her nearest opponents in both of those recent polls, Jersey City Mayor Stephen Fulop, Newark Mayor Ross Baraka, and that list goes on. We have a field of 11 in total. But for Republican Jack Cittarelli, somebody who I know that you know, a big name in New Jersey, holding an even stronger advantage in his contest against, for example, former talk show host Bill Spadia, a distant second in both polls, if we believe the polls, right? And State Senator John Bramnick, a Republican from Union, a distant third. But this is an important race. As we saw in November, many people said, could Jersey go red? It's certainly purple. So let's bring in somebody who wants to be your next governor, New Jersey. And this is, and he doesn't speak like that. He's Jack Cittarelli. Thanks for joining us this morning. Hey,
good
Jack.
Morning. Good morning, Dawn. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. And I always have to specify that is me imitating Rich Zioli, imitating, you know, Governor Phil Murphy. So I have to give Zioli the credit here, all right? No, Jersey. So go ahead. It's good to have you here this morning.
Well, I'm glad that you did. We all know how sensitive Rich is, so I'm glad you gave him credit.
No, we just saw him last night. We love Richie. So here's what I'll ask you, and I want to ask you, first of all, Newark, there's a headline this morning. There's a lot of New Jersey news talking about, for example, the FAA issuing this order just this week, decreasing the number of the arrivals and departures. This is Newark Liberty International Airport. Weeks of delays. We have fears of delays for a big, you know, upcoming Memorial Day weekend. And so what could the governor of New Jersey do to engage in this conversation and try to solve the problem?
You know, Dawn, the first question I always like to ask is, why is it New Jersey has problems that the other 49 states don't? But this, again, is a lack of leadership, a failure of leadership. As governor, I will call the congressional delegation to task. These are FAA matters with regard to the runways and with regard to the technology, the air traffic control is used. My goodness, we found out recently they're using a floppy disk. How does that make you feel about air safety? So I'll be calling the congressional delegation to task and getting the FDA to work in partnership with New Jersey to fix Newark Airport. I mean, it's one of the busiest airports in the world. And this is another black eye for New Jersey in terms of this news all around the nation, but it needs to be fixed. Where are our two U.S. senators on this issue? We haven't heard from them one bit, despite this being an FAA issue.
As far as this morning's news, just your reaction, President Trump putting out on Truth, obviously he's very pleased. This passed, you know, by a hair, literally one vote, and some of those Freedom Caucus Republicans just abstaining, if you will. So this is on Trump with the big, beautiful bill, as he calls it. It now goes to the Senate. But that SALT deduction cap of $40,000 certainly is a good thing for New Jersey. So is that something that you would like to comment about and why it's important for New Jerseyans, and whether or not you would, even now, would you be involved in contacting people or trying to make this happen? Because obviously for New Jerseyans or for anybody, you know, who's affected by this, this is huge.
Shame on any Republican across the country that doesn't support this. The president supports it. And by the way, New Jersey sends way more in federal tax dollars to Washington than we get back. We're 48th in the nation in terms of the return on tax dollars that come back to New Jersey. We've been a donor state, Dawn, for decades. We've been subsidizing the other 49 states for decades. So to not allow New Jerseyans to maximize the state and local tax deduction on a federal tax return is just wrong. This is really great news that it's been quadrupled. I wanted full restoration, but something is better than nothing. And I'd be calling every one of our 14 members of the Congress, the two U.S. senators, the 12 House members, to make sure they're voting yes on this. And if they're not, I'd be letting the people of New Jersey know that they're not.
You know, something I wanted to ask you and something I asked your fellow Republican Bill Spadia recently with Nick Kale on Kale & Company was talking about the Trump advantage. Is there an advantage with the Trump endorsement, right? Because on one hand, in the Philadelphia Inquirer, I'll just bring that forth, the Philadelphia Inquirer says all the Republicans running for governor in New Jersey, basically they're all Trump people, if you will. And so clearly that's going to be something that, let's say, if the polls are correct, let's say it's a Mikey Sherrill on the Democrat side v. Jack Cittarelli on the other side. Certainly she's going to use that in your face, and she's going to appeal to New Jersey voters and say, you don't want a Trump or MAGA guy, whoever that is.
You know, it's interesting, Dawn. Donald Trump got 600,000 more votes than Phil Murphy in the last election. He's outpolling Phil Murphy by nearly 10 points in New Jersey. And New Jerseyans are very happy with the fact that the president's put a temporary halt on the wind farms off our Jersey shore. He's beaten up on New York Democrats over congestion pricing. He's quadrupling the SALT deduction. New Jerseyans are very happy with what it is Donald Trump is doing. And as for the Democratic nominee, whoever it might be, they're going to try to talk about Medicare, Medicaid, Donald Trump. What the hell has he got to do with us having the highest property tax in the nation? A failing school system, a failing infrastructure, lack of support for law enforcement. Those are all the failed policies of Phil Murphy that every one of the Democratic hopefuls has supported. They're all complicit in his failed policies. We're not going to let New Jerseyans forget that.
So, you know, one thing, you know, I will say is that those supporters maybe of more renegade candidates, Jack, are saying, hey, we want somebody who's not part of the past. We want a renegade. We want somebody who's going to fight against the Jersey swamp. And the accusation, I guess, from maybe some of your fellow Republicans or Democrats is that you're part of that swamp. You say what?
That's the Bill Spadia camp. Dawn, he's been running for office for 20 years. He's lost every single time. He's not even endorsed by the Republicans in his own hometown who know him best. We're going to continue to go out there and spread our message all around the state how we desperately need a change in leadership in New Jersey. I'm a Jersey guy. I'm a two-time successful business owner. The Cittarellis have all achieved their American dream, three generations of us, right here in New Jersey. So I think that's going to play really, really well no matter who the Democratic nominee is. But we're on our way to winning this primary, and I'm so honored to have the president's endorsement, Dawn.
Hey, y'all. Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze. Grab your favorite thong, because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled-up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.
Record, I have to ask the question. You know, whoever wins the Republican primary, would you endorse a Bill Spadia or any of your colleagues on the R side moving forward if indeed the polls are not correct?
Absolutely. The goal is to win, and we desperately need a change in leadership. And my answer to that has always been the same. John Bramick's answer to that has always been the same. The only person who can't seem to answer that is the same guy who didn't support me back in 2021. And no matter how bad of a candidate he thought I was, Dawn, I wasn't better than Phil Murphy.
Mm-hmm. And does, as far as this goes, I always say, you know, my husband, Larry Menti, we always talk about it, and he has a great quote. He says, New Jersey is sort of like the middle daughter in the Brady Bunch, you know, always saying, like, you know what I mean? Marsha. It's in between, you know, New York and D.C., not represented really by any television market. And so you think about New Jerseyans getting a bad rap, dealing with all of the commute, dealing with, for example, New Jersey transit, a hot mess. We just had that transit strike. You think about, you know, just in general in New Jersey, I have to combine the fact that there's no no news market, really. You know, we have NPR, and I know we have a lot of different stations, and they do their best. But as far as when you look at the density and the population of New Jersey, and the fact that New Jersey is represented in the media, if you will, by the New York market and the Philadelphia market, to me personally, and my husband says, Larry says this all the time, it's shocking in the nation. Like North Carolina or Michigan, imagine them without a TV market. They have multiple huge TV markets. Why is it that New Jersey lacks that representation and allows other cities, essentially, and their media markets to represent the people of New Jersey?
Dawn, at a recent event that I was the guest speaker, keynote speaker for, the priest got up and did the invocation before me and said, New Jersey, that humble valley between the two great mountains of New York and Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. And when the priest came back to the table, I said, hey, Father, with all due respect, I don't want to be a valley. I want to be a mountain. We've always suffered from some kind of identity crisis, and too many of our governors have played the JV or freshman ball here. We're the varsity, and I'm going to make sure people know that when I'm governor. We have all that we need to compete with New York and Philadelphia in terms of our economic power and political power, all of the above. So we're not playing JV or freshman ball under Governor Cetarelli. We'll be playing varsity ball. Another example of that is I'm recently landing in Newark Airport, and the screen in front of me says, welcome to New York, as we're landing in Newark. And I just wondered, Dawn, when you land in JFK, does it say, welcome to New Jersey? Mm-hmm. So we're going to stop playing a JV ball. We're going to stop with the identity crisis. We're going to flex our muscles. We're not going to be pushed around. And congestion pricing is an example of that.
Jack Cetarelli, we appreciate you being here. I know that you had been gracious and said, do we have anybody calling if you want to call, if you want to ask the question? I think the biggest question for New Jersey voters is to deal with the taxation, deal with the high property taxes. And I know so many in our region, even if you're on the Pennsylvania side, I know so many Pennsylvanians. To be honest, my husband and I, we owned properties in South Jersey. And our dream, our retirement dream, was New Jersey, whether it's North Jersey, South Jersey. But for many of us across the East Coast, you know, New Jersey used to be such an affordable place for especially retirees. Not so much. We've seen so many people, even wealthier sort of woke New Jerseyans, move to Florida and retire there and leave the state. Big business is losing the state. How do you restore that if New Jersey voters believe in you and make you their next governor, Jack Cetarelli?
Dawn, we've got an affordability crisis in New Jersey, and most of it's driven by the out-of-control spending of a 25-year reign of Democrats in Trenton. Phil Murphy's uncontrollable spending habit. Taxes have everything to do with that affordability crisis. Pennsylvania is heading toward a 5% business tax. Ours is 11.5%, the highest in the nation. Pennsylvania has a 3% state income tax. Ours is 11%, the second highest in the nation. If Pennsylvania can do it, we can do, and that's exactly what's going to happen under Governor Cetarelli. We're going to get the spending under control, we'll be fiscally responsible, and we'll lower taxes for everybody across the board. My plan is very specific, with a number of fiscally responsible tax reforms that will lessen that burden and make New Jersey more affordable.
But how do you get beyond the legislature? I mean, are you talking about lobbying essentially to try to influence voters such that, because if you don't have a legislature that's going to implement your plan, how do you get that done?
Hey, Dawn, we've got 80 seats in the legislature up this year. Back in 21, with wind in my face, I flipped 8 seats. It was the most successful night in 34 years. We beat the longest sitting state senate president in the country. If I can do that with wind in my face, I've got some wind at my back now. I can flip at least 13 seats. We do that, we get something we haven't had in 25 years, a Republican majority in our state house. And with that, my agenda will be much easier to accomplish.
Yeah, and it's been reported that there's downright panic for Democrats in New Jersey right now. How much with registered Republicans growing by 62,000 and Democrats falling by 45,000? That was recently reported. So as far as that goes, how much do these groups, I talk to Paula Scanlon all the time, Scott Pressler, how much do these grassroots organizations matter to getting people out there and getting out the vote?
You want energy from the top down of the ballot? I'll provide it at the top. These grassroots organizations and what it is Scott Pressler's doing, will provide it from the bottom up. And you're exactly right. The gap between Republicans and Democrats has improved by nearly 300,000 for Republicans since I ran for governor in 21. Now, when you consider the closeness of that race, think about where we are today. We're right where we need to be to deliver a win for New Jerseyans. And that's exactly what may happen, Dawn.
What's the greatest weakness of Mikey Sherrill? You know, I often say she's like an AI candidate, right? She's female, mom, mother of four, military chopper pilot in her background, likable. So what are the weaknesses of the leading contender on the Democrat side?
This is Murphy 2.0. She's endorsed every single one of his failed policies. She's out there now on the stump defending them. And we're going to just simply say, New Jerseyans, if you want four more years of Phil Murphy, vote for Mikey Sherrill. You want change? Vote for Jack Cittarelli and Republicans. The message is that simple. Every single one of those Democratic hopefuls is complicit in his failed policies.
Well, listen, Jack Cittarelli, I hope you have a blessed and safe weekend. Big weekend for Jersey and especially all the shore communities and a lot of the businesses hoping that everybody comes down despite maybe a little bit of a rocky kind of cold, rainy weather today. But it looks like the forecast is going to be good.
It is the unofficial start of the summer, Dawn, but let's not ever forget what this holiday is all about. Yeah. It's to honor all those that paid the ultimate sacrifice, giving their lives so we can enjoy the freedoms we have in this country.
That's so true. Jack Cittarelli, I hope you come back. Thank you so much. And I know it's June 10th, so we need everybody to make sure you're registered and ready.
Looking forward to next time, Dawn. Thank you.
Thanks, Jack Cittarelli.
Dawn Stensland from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.